This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome to this Sunday, November 3rd broadcast at Infowars.com. Mike Adams filling in here just for the first couple of segments, maybe 45 minutes, after which Alex, who's returning from an epic trolling episode in Austin, Texas, will bring you some footage of that, by the way. He's returning to the studios, and he will take over the remainder of the show. But between now and then, you've got me, and I'm going to give you the analysis of what only... Not only what happened in Austin today, Jedi-level trolling by Owen Schroyer, as well as Will Johnson. It was just amazing. And Alex there, bullhorning the crowd out of an armored vehicle, a truly iconic image for the history of America as history is unfolding with the Democrats trying to destroy this nation, impeach a duly elected president, and gut every last shred of due process, lawfulness and constitutionality that we may have left in this country. All of that is coming up today. Thank you for joining us. With the election just a little over 1 year away, everything is now at stake, and it's very clear that Hillary Clinton is running for president. And today, if you would roll some B-roll, guys, of that event today, let me offer a few notes on that. What can only be described as a zombie march of old white women lining up to see Hillary Clinton lie about everything in history, all the crimes that she has been involved in, all of her defense of pedophiles when she was an attorney, the Clinton body count, the trail of dead bodies behind the Clintons, just a bunch of old white women lined up there being bullhorned by InfoWars reporters who were doing what I call a Jedi-level job of trolling those people standing in line to see Hillary Clinton. It was amazing. I watched that for about 30 minutes during the live broadcast on Infowars.com. I didn't see one black person in the audience, and I didn't see one Hispanic person. They were all white women and some of their husbands that they had dragged along. It was just incredible. Truly a zombie march of old white women, and Owen Schroyer was just giving them the lowdown of what they stood for, what they were defending by defending Hillary Clinton. And those people who were in line there had no clue about any history. They were oblivious to the fact that Bill Clinton is a credibly accused rapist, that he allegedly raped multiple women over many years of not only being the governor of Arkansas, but of course the president of the United States. These people standing in line are oblivious to history. They are living in liberal thought bubbles. They're not aware of anything that's going on in the real world. Owen Schroyer, who's a full-time researcher, he understands history. He knows more than all those people in line put together. And Will Johnson there as well. And of course, they were just laying it out for those people standing in line to the point where one individual, a man who was dragged along, started to assault Owen Schroyer, or at least it looked like some kind of, he was grabbing him or pushing him or something. I couldn't quite tell what it was. It didn't get any worse than that, but Owen Schroyer backed away and said, I'm not putting up with this anymore. You keep your hands off me. That is assault. And then, of course, soon after, the police came along, the Austin police, and said, you're engaged in criminal trespassing. This is private property. You have to leave. At which point, Will Johnson said, you know what? Thank you for your service as officers of the law. We will quietly and politely leave as you requested because, again, conservatives follow the law. So they left, and then they went out front, and they continued trolling the crowds that are coming in off the street. Here's a guy, if you're watching, here's a guy who was kind of shoving or pushing or possibly assaulting Owen Schroyer. Wasn't clear.
Are you proud of Hillary for getting a child rapist off without any jail time?
Yeah.
You are? You're proud of that?
I read a book.
Are you proud of
it? There he goes, grabbing the microphone, getting all handsy, possibly trying to put his hands on Owen Schroyer there. But you know what? Owen can take care of himself. We'll be right back after this break. Much more analysis straight ahead. You're watching The Alex Jones Show on the Sunday, November 3rd. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Are tuned into the single most important broadcast in America. It's the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com. I'm Mike Adams, the fill-in host for part of the first hour today. Alex is on his way back from Austin, where he was bullhorning the Hillary Clinton crowds, the oblivious zombie march of white women who have no idea whatever happened in history. They have no idea that the Clinton family is what the queen of warmongers, or at least Hillary herself is, the queen of warmongers, long trail of Clinton body count, body bags behind the Clintons over all the years. How many people have been silenced and, quote, arkansided to shut them up in order to push these people, the Clintons, into power? Well, President Trump and the American voters threw a wrench into the works of the Clinton machine, and ever since, the Clintons and the deep state have been trying to destroy Trump. Today, the urgent message for all of you and why this is such an important show is because we now know that the radical left is going to push this into a hot phase, a hot civil war. They have been amping up the violent attacks, the assaults. Roger Stone was just verbally assaulted on a commercial air flight. I believe that was either this morning or yesterday. There's a photo of this man who verbally assaulted Roger Stone. I saw it on the Gateway Pundit this morning as well. It's out there. We need to identify this person. Conservatives like Roger Stone and Michael Savage, who did a bombshell interview with Alex, I think just 2 days ago, people are being viciously attacked. Michael Savage says that he has to carry a gun into a restaurant in his own city where he has lived most of his life because it's unsafe because of the violence and the rhetoric and just the constant threats of these radical leftists who are mass mentally ill because, well, as Michael Savage says, they are terminally mentally ill. He said, I used to believe they could be cured of their mental illness, but no longer. They are terminally mentally ill. And now it's clear that Nancy Pelosi is being forced to push this to impeachment in the House of Representatives, probably against her own wishes, but no doubt she's been compromised and she's been blackmailed just as she compromised others. It's a hierarchy of corruption in the DNC and the Democrat deep state operation. Everybody has been compromised from the top down. So you may wonder, where is this really headed? And I'm here today to tell you this with a new analysis, a new story posted on Infowars.com. 25 mind-blowing things that are likely to happen if the Dems succeed in removing Trump from office. I posted that story this morning, and it's up on Infowars.com if you want to check it out. I understand, as a disclaimer, I'm not condoning the actions that are mentioned in the story. It's an analysis of what might happen, things that we hope never happen, things we don't want to see happen in America. And those 25 bullet points, I'm going to go over some of the highlights here. They include things like mass executions attempted to be carried out by the left against Christians, against conservatives. That story talks about organized public school rape orgies of children. I'm sorry to be so graphic, but the city of Austin has just passed a new set of guidelines for children in public schools in Austin. They're going to be engaged in role-playing of coerced oral sex and drunken sex and other sex acts, role-playing with the teachers, with the perverts, plus the drag queen perverts on top of that, displaying their genitals for children in public schools and public libraries. You think you know what's coming? You have no idea. It's about to get demonic level insane with the assaults on your children. The thing is, this was all connected. The attacks on Trump, the attacks on America, the attacks on Christians. It's an attack on basic morality, the ethics upon which human civilization are based. The very foundation of a civil society is under attack, and Trump is the last man standing in the way before they come for you and your children. And that's what the story is all about. 25 mind-blowing things that are likely to happen. Understand, this is a red alert level situation now for America. Michael Savage, again, in bombshell interview. You got to go back and check that out. It's up on band.video. I think that was Friday with Alex Jones. And Michael Savage is absolutely correct. We are under such extreme assaults here. Everything that we value is at risk. The Democrats, the demon rats, if you want to call them that, they are going for broke. There's nothing that they won't do to have absolute power to destroy their political opponents. So let's go through some of these items here in the few minutes we have in this segment. First thing that's going to happen, if they succeed in not just impeaching Trump, but in convicting Trump in the Senate, which personally I believe that will not happen. So I'm just on the record saying that I don't think these things are likely to happen if the Republicans stand strong. But the Republicans are easily compromised and blackmailed and threatened by the mainstream media. So we may, in fact, have a situation where the Senate votes to convict President Trump. That's the scenario I'm talking about. If that happens, here's what's going to take place. First, number one, the stock market will absolutely implode. Your pension will be wiped out if it's invested in the market. I can see the markets having the big crash triggered by the impeachment of President Trump, because everybody in Wall Street knows that Elizabeth Warren, who is a financial lunatic, even her online calculator now for Medicare for All, it is a giant hoax. No matter what number you enter in to her calculator, it says that's how much you're going to save. There is no calculator. It's a giant hoax, just like climate change. It's all a hoax. But if Warren is president, or if Hillary is president, the stock market will crater. The economy will be gutted. Unemployment will skyrocket. The era of growth and high GDP and very, very low unemployment, that era will catastrophically collapse if Trump is out of there. So the market will crash. It will be a financial apocalypse for America. And that's exactly what the Democrats want. And that's one reason why they want to impeach him, because they want to see America ripped to shreds. They want to see this country torn apart. They hate America. They hate prosperity. They hate liberty. They hate everything that America stands for. That's why they're doing this. So that's just point number one. 24 more points to go. I'm not going to cover them all here. Just going to give you some of the highlights. Now, after that, the next thing that will take place, of course, they will put Nancy Pelosi in as president. Nancy Pelosi will be the president. And I think the cover of Newsweek magazine recently promoted that, saying Nancy Pelosi as president. It's a possibility. Well, guess what? If that happens, then there must be appointed a vice president. Now, according to the Constitution, Trump has a say in that, but I think at that point, the Republicans will be shattered. The GOP will be finished. There will be no more resistance to the Democrats, and the Democrats will be able to put into power anyone they want. Not just Hillary Clinton as vice president, but then Pelosi will resign. They'll make Hillary Clinton president, unelected, and then they will appoint another vice president to be Hillary Clinton's vice president. Now, we've covered that before, so I'm not going to go into full details about all of that. But here's the next important point. They're going to seek to nullify every Supreme Court nomination that Trump made. So Gorsuch and Kavanaugh will be attempted to be impeached by the Democrats. In fact, you will hear from the Democrats and all of the mainstream media, they will say that, well, since Trump was convicted in the Senate, that means that Trump stole the election, which means that everything Trump did is illegitimate. That's their argument. That's what they will do. They will say Kavanaugh has to go. And they'll roll out Blasey Ford again to cry on camera and say he raped me or whatever. You know, some new wrinkle in the story rape trains and all these things that they accuse Kavanaugh of, totally fabricated, another deep state operation. They'll get Kavanaugh out of there. They'll get Gorsuch out of there. And they will reverse all the federal judges that Trump appointed and put into place. And they'll reverse the tax cuts that Trump had passed. I mean, the Congress passed and Trump signed into law now 2 years ago plus. They will reverse everything that Trump did. They'll reverse all of the regulatory reform. And they'll reverse the executive orders. Excuse me. They will do everything to nullify Trump's entire presidency. And, of course, they won't stop there. They will also block confirmations of pro-Second Amendment judges all across the country. Now, in contrast to this, there will be a massive Patriot uprising. The Patriot uprising will be activation of the Second Amendment. And I can see a million legally armed Americans descending on Washington, D.C. to defend their president, to defend their republic, and to help the president invoke the Insurrection Act and seek the immediate arrest and indictment of the traitors who are trying to destroy this nation. I'll have more details about the Patriot uprising when we come back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
As civil war accelerates in America because of the lawless left and their desire to utterly destroy every last shred of liberty and lawfulness in America, here we are, just a year away from the election. Hillary Clinton looks to be ready to jump into the race. The deep state is doubling and tripling down on their hoaxes and fabrication against President Trump, tried to remove him from office. Alex Jones was out bullhorning the Hillary Clinton crowd today in Austin, Texas, and he's on his way back to the InfoWars studios. He will be taking over in the next couple of segments as I go on to some other meetings, by the way. None of us ever stop working. Just as a side note, Alex never stops working. I never stop working. We're all working full-time for your liberty and to help defend this constitutional republic against its enemies, foreign and domestic. It's the domestic enemies that will be in the crosshairs, I predict, if impeachment succeeds. If the Senate votes to remove President Trump and he is removed from office and Nancy Pelosi becomes president because they would remove Mike Pence as well, of course, they would at least attempt to do that, then I think as an independent journalist, my analysis, all hell is going to break loose in America. Now, I'm not advocating anything that I'm about to describe. I'm just telling you that this is what I think is coming. You can hear the stress in my voice. These times, it's unprecedented what's about to go down if they are willing to push America to the brink. So here's my prediction. Again, I'm not advocating any of this. I'm just telling you what I think is coming. 1 million lawfully armed Americans will descend on Washington, D.C., and with the assistance of former President Trump, they will, in fact, seek out and arrest the traitors and the criminals who are carrying out these acts of treason against the United States of America. The people are, in fact, the last line of defense against an out-of-control deep state. In fact, as I said once before on the show here, President Trump may be surrounded by the deep state, but the deep state is surrounded by we the people. And in my analysis, I think the people will converge on D.C. and they will take back their country and they will seek out the arrests of the traitors who have violated law and the Constitution in their effort to destroy this country. I also believe, and again, I do not advocate this, but I believe that the media has been complicit in this criminal treason and collusion against the United States of America and its people. I believe that certain media puppets, CIA puppets, who are pretend journalists, will also be arrested, perhaps by the Insurrection Act if it's invoked by Trump, or perhaps by the people working in concert with a former President Trump to take back this country. The complicit fake journalists who have pushed the fake deep state leaks, who have pushed the lies, who have knowingly and deliberately fabricated fake anonymous sources to try to frame Trump, they will be sought out, indicted, arrested, and held for trial. And yes, they will be given a free trial, I predict, a fair trial, I should say, unlike the trial that is being run against President Trump in the secret underground bunkers by Adam Schiff, with a secret process, secret witnesses, secret faked transcripts, secrecy everywhere. This is a KGB-style system that is trying to take down Trump right now, and frankly, we the people will not stand for it, which is why this analysis is so important. I also believe that the CEOs of the tech giants will be arrested and indicted for their role in stealing the 2018 midterm elections. Their operations will be perhaps shut down or temporarily restructured in order to restore the free speech rights of all Americans, because these tech giants, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Vimeo, Pinterest, and others, they have committed deliberately, they have committed gross violations of civil rights of millions of Americans, and they have deliberately participated in the rigging of the 2018 midterm elections and the attempted rigging of the 2020 election. And the American people have had enough of the censorship and the oppression and the Orwellian deplatforming of every pro-Trump, pro-America voice. The tech giant CEOs may find themselves marched out of their headquarters in handcuffs, facing indictments for treason against the United States of America. It's interesting to note that Robert Mueller charged Russian companies with conspiracy to defraud the United States of America for running ads on Facebook that tried to meddle in the election, according to his analysis. And yet, we have that same conspiracy happening a billion times over by Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And nothing has happened to them? Well, in my analysis, their day of reckoning may be coming. I also believe that the Patriots will spontaneously organize arrests of state-level representatives in their home states, representatives in the state senates and state houses that have committed acts of treason against the United States of America and that have run, for example, sanctuary cities that violate U.S. immigration law. They have protected violent criminal illegals who engage in rape and murder and other violent acts against taxpaying American citizens. And those mayors and governors of states like California may find themselves, in my analysis, they may find themselves facing arrest and prosecution under lawful arrest by U.S. citizens working in the interests of the United States of America and perhaps authorized by the president himself. These are some of the things that I believe will happen. I also believe that certain law enforcement organizations across America will literally hunt down and take down Antifa leaders dishing out instant justice. I'm not calling for it. I'm not saying that's the way things should be done. This is an analysis. I agree with the rule of law. I agree with due process. But I'm telling you that the police all across America are so tired of being beat up, assaulted, attacked, even executed in the streets of Dallas, Texas, as happened by Antifa members. The police are ready, I believe, to go seek out and take out Antifa leaders all across America who are responsible for these acts of terrorism against law enforcement officers all across this country. Again, I do not condone these actions. I do not call for these actions. But I will not weep for Antifa leaders who get exactly what they have coming. All right, now, if this fails, this is what you need to understand. If this effort fails, there will be a backlash from Democrats, an authoritarian backlash of mass executions of conservatives and Christians and Trump supporters like you have never seen. There will be door-to-door mass executions of any person who dares to question the authority of the Hillary Clinton regime. They will round up conservatives. They will come take your guns and shoot you in the head with your own gun if you are stupid enough to give it up, to give it to them. They will run confiscation squads door to door in every city across America. Hillary Clinton will unleash the Insurrection Act and unleash the military to defend her illegitimate presidency. She will turn America into a total war zone, and they will not stop until they have silenced or imprisoned or executed every person who is a conservative or a Christian or a Trump supporter or a gun owner in America. And they're not even done. Wait until you hear what they're going to do to your children, because it's not enough for them to just kill you, torture you, execute you. This is what Democrats stand for. That's why they don't want you to have a First Amendment right or a Second Amendment right. They don't think you have the right to exist. They will murder you if you give them the power to do so, and then they will do things to your children that you can't even imagine. Things that I dare not even mention on this show, but we'll have to get into some of what they have planned because it's so horrendous. We must stand up against this. We must stop this. Much more straight ahead. I'm going.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's DX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If Democrats succeed in destroying Trump and crushing all conservatives and Trump supporters, make no mistake, this is critical to understand, they will never pretend to have a democracy ever again. The mask has come off. They are no longer interested in faking like they represent the people. They are now out in the open saying the people don't matter, that they, the deep state, they will now appoint presidents and dictators from this day forward. Again, the mask has come off. This is what we can thank Trump for. taking the mask off the deep state. They have shown all their cards now. We've seen the demons inside, behind the mask of humanity. We know who they are now. And they will stop at nothing to destroy all conservatives and all Trump supporters. I've got a few more points here, and Alex should be jumping in at any moment here during this segment, returning from bullhorning the Hillary Clinton crowds, the zombie march of white women in Austin. But continuing with the list, not only will there be a political holocaust in America, and I use that term quite specifically because the Holocaust of World War II saw the deaths of 6 million people. Government genocide against a specific group of people in America. If the Democrats seize power and destroy Trump and take away your guns, they will mass murder a multiple of 6 million. I mean, we're talking maybe 30, 40, 50 million Americans will be mass executed in this country. They will make the Holocaust of World War II look tiny in comparison to the mass death that they want to pull off in this country. That's how evil they are. They will, of course, nullify the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. Any right to free speech will be gone. They will shred the Bill of Rights. They will censor all conservatives and take down all websites by modifying the domain name service systems, DNS. They'll take down the DNS of Infowars.com and my website and others. So if you type in Infowars.com, your browser will say, can't find that IP address. We don't know where that site went. It's gone. It went into a black hole. It's the black hole of Democrat censorship. There will be strong resistance against any of these efforts, of course, and this will set off a bloody civil war during which Democrats will call for the United Nations to occupy America as, quote, peacekeepers. And the first job of peacekeepers, when they're not busy human trafficking and raping children, will be, of course, going door to door and taking away your guns. And if you resist that, you will be called a terrorist. And you will be blocked from participating in society because you'll have a terrorist label on your ID. Now, they're not even done with that. After they kill you and destroy all conservatives, they still have the children to deal with. What are they going to do to the children? Well, there's no question. They're going to do way worse than anything they've done already. And I can't even go into the details here because it's too horrific. I want you to read this story. It's up on Infowars.com to read the 25 bullet points of what's going to happen because they're already running these operations in a preliminary mode. They're having the drag queens flash their genitals at your children in public libraries and public schools. Like I said earlier, the Austin School Board has just approved a new curriculum where they would role play sex acts between teachers and children in public school. So you send your child to school and they come home violated. They come home mentally damaged. I mean, sexually assaulted by the school system. And that's just the beginning. That's just them getting started. Because do you remember that video from Halloween where that transgender in a bar had was like drinking the blood of an aborted baby coming out of his body and then ripped off the baby's head? That is the true expression of the demonic entities that now infest the bodies of many of these Democrats. And that's why it really is accurate to call them demon-crats. They are demons, and the demons are coming out. The mask is coming off. There's no longer any pretend humanity remaining whatsoever. You can hardly even watch these videos. And as this transgender was doing that and licking the blood and celebrating this heinous act, he was being cheered by other attendees of the bar. Cheered because society is now cheering this. And that's what I predict. There will be celebrations of infanticide. There will be abortion centers in grade schools and middle schools and high schools, not just college campuses. There will be widespread pedophilia. Schools will promote prostitution and traffic children out as fundraising for education funds is what they'll call it. Teen Vogue magazine has recently said that prostitution should be a good option for teens. This is the moral depravity and decay of this country at a level that we've never seen before. and this was all happening at the same time, that they are trying to tear down our republic and take down our president, take away our civil rights, and destroy the concept of God. Understand, this is all tied together. The rise of Hillary Clinton, the rise of demonism, the rise of transgenderism, the rise of infanticide, the blood, the guts, the witches casting evil spells on Donald Trump. This is like a portal, a vortex has opened a hole to hell, and the demons are pouring out, and they are called Democrats. And they are here to destroy all that is good, to destroy innocence and to destroy children, to destroy life, to commit atrocities, mass genocide against humanity, and to crush the very concept of a Christian nation. They want to destroy any last shred of memory of God and Jesus Christ and the Bible and Bible scripture. And you know what? You know what's so fascinating about this? This was already foreseen by God. This is all written in the book of Revelation, folks. It's already happened in the eyes of our Creator who can see across all time. If you have not read the book of Revelation, this is the time to do it. If you have not studied what it means, because it's written in, you know, layers and code and all kinds of things, you need to start studying it because the end times are here. The portal to hell has opened up. The demons are pouring out. It's now in your face. There's no longer any pretend that they are pro-humanity. They are murdering babies and celebrating it in New York. They are murdering babies and parting their bodies out at Planned Parenthood. They are keeping the babies alive just so they can slice their organs apart and sell them to the highest bidder so they can make vaccines out of aborted human fetal cells so they can inject your babies with the complete DNA sequence of another murdered human baby. You know why that is? By the way, just as a little side note, you know what's behind that? It's a blood ritual, folks. It's a demonic blood ritual. It is marking your baby with the blood of another sacrificed, murdered child. It's a blood ritual.
It's right out of Exodus. Mike, you've cracked the code. And a lot of people that aren't really even super religious or weren't even big Christians that I know are seeing all this and saying, oh, my gosh, it's all real. And the Democrats are saying, and the leftists worldwide, we want a post-human world. We're going to kill humanity, merge the machines, and become gods. They're the ones saying all of this, and now they're making their move. Four-year-olds are going to be asked their sexual preference in public schools in Canada and then be taught how to have anal sex. Austin, Texas will start with eight-year-olds. This is the criminal takeover. Mike, you've been on fire. Thank you for sitting in while I was getting back from protesting Hillary. That's still ongoing in the most rich area of Austin, Texas. The whole crowd was almost completely white women, which again just shows how the left is the party of the KKK. Your incredible article is at naturalnews.com and Infowars.com, bringing in the 25 nightmare things that will happen if Trump is removed. This is a time to be active and involved, so thank you very much for breaking all this down. It's been extremely powerful, powerful radio. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alex, and fantastic. I mean, what you did today was just mind-blowing. I know you're going to cover that. Thanks for letting me jump in. I've got to run as well. We're all, you know, we're all working 24 hours, so...
That's right. You're picking up a very important person here in Austin that just came in for the fight that we'll be covering this week with you as well. God bless you, Mike.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will come back on the other side. The only way to describe this is demonic spiritual invasion or alien spiritual invasion, interdimensional attack. And that's really, if you do a scientific analysis, that's all it ends up being. They're trying to destroy the planet. They're trying to destroy humanity. These people are psychotic demons. There is no way to describe how bad they are, and they're authoritarians trying to silence this broadcast. Because of you, we're still on air.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Footage that we shot bullhorning the Hillary Clinton event from 1 p.m. today, and it's still ongoing at 4:48 Central Standard Time. You just saw some clips of your TV viewer from the live streams. We have it all in HD, and our great camera crews will come back here tonight and get those highlights ready for you for the David Knight, 8 a.m. in the morning, and then my broadcast, of course, and Owens and the rest of the transmissions at InfoWars.com on all our radio and TV affiliates and band.video, so you can share the videos with your friends and family that don't have affiliates in their area at InfoWars.com/show. Now, Hillary Clinton, obviously, is basically running for president. She at least wants the money, and she's going around still raising money for her foundation. She's doing more campaign stops than all the other candidates pretty much combined. She's on more television than even Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and, of course, Joe Biden combined. I mean, that's been confirmed. She is on every major establishment TV program, all the so-called late-night comedy shows, ABC, NBC, CBS. She's on Comedy Central. She's on MSNBC. She's on Meet the Press. She's on Face the Nation. She's on This Week. She's on everything. And there's new big national polls out where she's in a dead heat with Joe Biden, who is the presumptive nominee. So you heard it here first, folks, that she would not run officially, but be running the whole time so that she won't be under scrutiny. And then, boom, last minute, if she's able to remove Trump with impeachment, then she comes in and flexes her deep state muscles. She thinks that'll scare everybody else into submission and that they will run some weak Republican against her and she will get into office. Why, after all, it was promised to her. She had 8 years of co-presidency with Bill Clinton, then 8 years of co-presidency with Barack Hussein Obama. And I guess for her, 16 years is not enough. So she's got those visions of the anointed she wants back in, and she's still got that whole deep state in there. Most of the neocons are on her side as well, put in by the Bushes. And so that's why she's so confident. She's got the mainstream media. She's got the Chi-Com. She's got the Hollywood America haters. But she doesn't have you. She doesn't have the heart and soul of America. She doesn't have Christ on her side. And she doesn't have the InfoWar on her side either. But they're all weak. Joe Biden can barely talk, gaffes every hour. Every time he talks, he says he wants the Paris Peace Accords passed. That happened to end the Vietnam War. It has nothing to do with us now. He doesn't know what state he's in. He says he's in Iowa when he's in Ohio. He's on another planet. Elizabeth Warren, unelectable, in my view. Putting out total fantasy land garbage we'll get to later. It was our crew noticed this on Friday. Her new site went up on healthcare. It has a calculator that is literally a fraud and tells you the same number over and over again, whatever you want to hear. It's unbelievable. That video is up on band.video. And even Saturday Night Live on Saturday mocked her and her imaginary calculator. I had no idea they'd been working on that at the same time. It's kind of weird to have them do that. I mean, there was no way they copied it from me. They were already in production, obviously. Elizabeth Warren caught in hoax bigger than Pocahontas. Magic calculator that cancels the national debt and makes everything free. Well, it turns out they covered the fact that it does this. This is crazy. This is crazy. Crazy town. So we're going to be breaking all that down. Oh, and of course, Beto never polled at 1%. The savior, the man from the Texas desert, Christ-like variety, and CNN and GQ and all of them said that he was the man to defeat Trump. The man looked like Norman Bates, behaved even weirder, and had bizarre gesticulations. He was the most sanctimonious, arrogant person I've ever seen, the most full of himself. And again, if I'll be honest with you, if I was walking down a dark alley and saw his face, I would back away. I mean, he's a scary-looking hombre. I mean, there's actually a genetic disorder. There's a genetic psychopath, but they have a double of one chromosome. They actually look like him. And I'm not trying to be mean. Nothing against big, tall, gangly guys, but when they have that mutation, they're also tall and gangly like that. You can actually look it up. And I believe he is a genetic psychopath. I mean, the laughing, the smiling, when he's like, and the guns killed a lot of people. I mean, he can't help but just do that behavior. These people can't hold it in. Well, he's gone now, ladies and gentlemen, but he was critical because he got every other Democrat candidate to say, I want to take every gun. We're going to ban them all. We're coming to your doors to take them. And that leads us to our next point. Nancy Pelosi's making the rounds on all the major so-called news shows. Here's just one of the clips, saying that the far left in 2020 will lose them the general election if they don't stop. And she says she's afraid of the things she says and does. Nancy Pelosi laid the groundwork for all this. These candidates teach exactly what the globalists want, what the UN pushes, and what's taught at the universities in the West. And this is a classic tactic when they go, oh, that's the extreme far left. This is white people are inherently bad, and if you don't want to work, you don't have to work, and everything's going to be free, health care, transportation, housing, medicine, on and on and on. She says, that's not us. That's not, you know, Beto, he's not who we are. No one wants your guns. Just every Democrat city has a total gun ban. Every globalist-run country has a total gun ban for the average person. Only the elites are armed. I mean, that's their policy. I can play you Dianne Feinstein 20 years ago saying, if I can pass a law to ban all semi-autos, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. So when you hear all this, oh, that's not really who we are. Oh, that's a total lie. Look, I know as an audience, you know that. But they're even turning off their own base with this because they're so enraged by Trump. What's been going on in the government buildings and going on at the universities and going on at these elite corporations that are full of lunatics. The San Francisco sickness has been spreading all over the party. And so they're in America hating. America sucks. Families suck. Capitalism sucks. Babies are horrible. Let's kill as many as possible. Let's sell their little organs. This is a group that's converted to evil, about half of them. The other half are just la-la land trendies that don't know what they're doing, but they're getting freaked out. That's why they've got to censor those of us that are trying to wake up, those that are in a stupor. You're either evil or in a stupor if you support globalism and the leftist left-hand path. So here's some of what Pelosi had to say. The video's posted, the article's posted at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. I suggest you go get this article, and I suggest you share it. Here it is.
And don't want to give up. How do you avoid actually frightening the American people on health care rather than reassuring them?
I'm not a big fan of Medicare for all. I mean, I welcome the debate. I think that we should have health care for all. I think that the Affordable Care benefit is better than the Medicare benefit. But we have invited advocates for it to testify in Congress, in the Ways and Means Committee, in the Budget Committee, in the Rules Committee, being respectful of the point of view. But it is expensive. Who pays is very important. What are the benefits that come in there? So I would think that hopefully as we emerge into the election year, the mantra will be more health care for all Americans, because there is a comfort level that some people have with their current private insurance that they have, and if that is to be phased out, let's talk about it, but let's not just have one bill that would do that. Myself, I think, remember November. This is a time when we have to win the Electoral College. Otherwise, we'll be faced with the president again who doesn't really care about increasing health benefits.
Can you win the Electoral College with Medicare for All?
Well, it would increase the vote in my own district, but that's not what we need to do in order to win the Electoral College.
And, of course, her district is on fire and collapsing with needles and human feces everywhere and total mismanagement on purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, they wrote these health care bills. Obamacare was written to gut the system and loot it by big insurance companies. The big insurance companies wrote it. And that's all these are scams. But here's Bernie Sanders. He says his policies are not radical. Here he is.
My ideas are not far left. They are the ideas that the American people want. I'll tell you what's extraordinary.
That's right. His ideas aren't far out. Yeah, right. Only if you live in North Korea. I mean, everything's free, but there's no food on the shelves. We'll be right back. Second hour. Please tell everyone how to tune in. That's how you resist. You are Paul Revere. Spread the word.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all.
Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.